Blog Talk Radio.
Hey family, we are excited to have two new broadcasts added to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. It airs every third.
Okay, we're going to end that one because that's not our intro for the day. Okay, but this is Reverend Ray. I'm glad everyone is calling in, and I see quite a few calls in the studio. I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Matters of the Heart. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about do's and don'ts of relationship. We have a panel with us today, and I'm so glad to have my true co-host with me today, and that's Pastor Megan Wilson. Pastor Megan, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Outstanding.
And yourself?
Amen. I'm doing well, thank you. So before we get into anything else, let me just go forward and let you know the other host that we have that's on our panel today. We have Robert Waring. Amen. We're glad to have you, Robert. Amen. So, Robert, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, and I'm glad to be a part of the panel this evening.
Awesome.
Thank you for having
me. Glad to have you, Robert. Okay, the other person we have today is Miss Felicia. Felicia Shiv.
Yes,
Felicia.
How is everyone today?
We're fine.
How is everyone today? I'm doing well.
Awesome. Okay, and then the next person that we have is Miss Hope. Let me go back to here, Miss Hope. Miss Hope, are you with me?
Yes, good evening. Looking forward to sharing different insights.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Hope. So I thank everybody for the panel for joining me. Of course, that is Ms. Hope. Robert, y'all forgive me. I'm ex-military and I go Mr. and Mr. So I'm just going to go. Hope, Robert, Felicia, thank you for joining me. Of course, I always thank Maggie for being part of our team here. So with that being said, I want to remind you guys real quick a couple things that we got going on. And also, when I finish, Pastor Maggie is going to open us up in prayer, okay? So don't forget about His Abounding Grace. It's every Tuesday. That was Minister Vanessa Williams. Talent to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Friendship with Reverend Pat Randall. It's on Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is every Friday, the first, the second, and the fourth Friday. Amen. At 7 p.m. The Bread of Life. Amen. This is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. My weekly prayers, our midday glory prayer, is every Wednesday with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 267-807-9605. The access code is 732-499. Our monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart, amen, which is today, the third Friday. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m., okay? The Bold and the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m., and this mostly deal with a lot of young people much younger than me, of course, amen. So our three, Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk is every second Sunday of the group of brothers. Just get together about four or five of us and talk about the real things and real issues of whether married or single in life and in the church. It's also ministry. Marriage Takeover is on the fourth Sundays at 7 p.m. And that's what the that's at 7 p.m. Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is one of our most recent broadcasts. It just started this month in September. And that's with Minister Carmen A. Booker. We welcome her to the family. And that's at 8 p.m. And that's the second and the fourth Monday of the month. And I also want to encourage you to go and check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com and continue to show us some love on our Facebook page of When Christians Speak and other pages that we got going on. So what we want to do right now, again, I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Matters of the Heart with Maggie and Ray and a host of panels that we've already talked about. So we're going to ask Pastor Maggie to go ahead and open us in prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you, and we praise you for this day that you have made, Lord God. We thank you for life, hope, and strength. Father, we ask that you bless this broadcast and tonight, that you would speak to each and every one of us, that you lift up things, Father, that we would say something that would edify and build one another up, Lord, and those who are listening, that their hearts will be pricked and touched and encouraged on tonight. Father, we give your name the praise, we give your name the glory and the honor. Have your way, Holy Spirit, through the airways. We bind anything that was trying to infiltrate, anything that was trying to demise and kept distract this plan that you have set in place for us, Father God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, again, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. For those that are calling, listening online, you can call in and listen also. Maybe you have something you want to add. Please call the number 646-478-0661. And the chat room also is open online. So we are broadcasting live also. Through the different social media sites. So with that being said, Meg, again, I want to welcome you, and I thank you for the different topics and the questions that we're going to start today. You want to start off first?
I sure do.
Okay.
So welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited about tonight. So the first question, we're talking about relationships, do's and don'ts. But before we dig in about relationships, do's and don'ts, we want to be able to define what is dating. So I did look it up, and I want to know if my panel agree, even though, you know, the Webster's or definition says this, but I'm going to read it. It says, dating means you're going on dates, you are actually getting out there and meeting people and spending time with them. Dating someone means, that's dating someone, right, means you're seeing somebody specific with purpose and or on a regular basis. You're spending time with a person or persons in hopes of finding a committed relationship. So the first question, with that being said, the first question is, does dating need to be defined by both parties? Okay. I'm going to call names. So, Ray, did you want to answer first? Because Sean, you was ready to say something.
No. Go ahead.
So I'm going to call on, since we have another man in the room, we're going to call on Mr. Robert Warren.
Okay. Give me one second, Mr. Robert. There we go.
Yes. Could you repeat the last part of the question? Because I thought I heard you, but excitement, I may have misunderstood what's your question.
So it says, does dating need to be defined by both parties?
Yes.
Okay, would you please elaborate?
Okay, so this is my first time, so please forgive me if I go too. I'm not trying to get deep, but I am. I learned from my pastor, Bishop, years ago that we're not to offer our opinion. We're supposed to give the Word of God. So more than likely, my first response is always going to be the Word of God. To answer the question directly, the Word of God says that how can two walk together except they agree? Another translation says, how can two walk together? And I believe it's Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they have made an appointment to do so? So if you're going to have a relationship, a friendship, or even a pleasant date, you have to be in agreement on what's going on, just like you're going to have an agreement and be on the quote-unquote same page as it pertains to what this is. You have to define, in the same way you have to define the relationship, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself, you have to define the date or the dating arrangement that you have with the other person.
Okay. We're going to elaborate a little more on that, but I'm going to give other people, because somebody else may have a different standpoint. Sister Hope? Sister Hope?
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to unmute myself.
Okay.
Well, I agree with what Robert said. You know, I was talking to my son about this, and, yeah, we should always take it from what the Word of God says. So it's going to be defined by what both feel like. We have our different opinions. This is what dating is about, getting to know each other and see if we're aligned together or mm-hmm. if we're not, and if we could come to a mutual ground. So it's going to be defined by each one, and you're not always going to be on the same point. So
okay.
I feel that it has to be defined by each
mm-hmm.
individual. But we have to understand we're not always going to agree 100%. This is what we're trying to find out about each other.
Right. Felicia, same question.
I do believe that dating needs to be defined by both parties for the fact that my definition of dating could be different from somebody else's. And as we do, as the body of Christ, we do meet people on a daily basis. And we do have those people that say, yes, they're in the church, they're Christian, and they understand. But we don't all retain the information the same. So my definition of dating could be different from somebody else's definition of dating. And it's like, oh, that's how you see dating when you get into that situation where you're trying to find that person who you think may be the one. So, yeah,
okay.
I do think that it does need to be defined by both so that you can be in agreement.
Okay. Okay. Ray, did you want to have anything to say?
Yeah, I like all the answers so far here. Definitely, we have to use the Word of God. But I like what Robert was talking about the scripture, about coming together and agreeing and everything, and mainly because people have different ideas of what dating is or what relationship is, and the only way you can do that is definitely through communication. So this is a good topic. This is a good question. Yes, it definitely needs to be, because there might be some confusion, you know. And I think when we begin to look at some of the other questions that we put down and everything, they might tie into the why it should be defined as far as who you're dating and that kind of thing. Because everybody's concept of dating may be different. And unfortunately, especially as believers, even though we know we teach the scriptures and we know the scripture, the concept may be different because they may look at it from a different perspective. So that's what I have to say about that. Amen.
Okay. So I agree with everyone because it definitely needs to be defined by both parties. But I'm just going to do a little spin on this a little bit because a lot of times you're not going to know, you know, going back to the Word of God, to have to walk together so we agree. Sometimes we're going out on dates, and I think Sister Hope was the one that said, you're finding out that person. So dating is collecting data. You're not going to know right away if this is what you want to pursue later on until you go on your date and get to communicate and get to know this person to see if that's someone's potential later on down the road. So I think it definitely needs to be defined, and I think that's a conversation that needs to be had while on the date, or even before you go on a date, before you decide that I want to take the person on the date. I think that's a conversation needs to be had because, like Felicia said, everybody's definition is different. Even though we read the definition, but if I'm just going out on a date, it's one thing. But if I'm dating someone specifically for a purpose because I want to be in a relationship with someone, that's a whole different answer. That's a whole different, you know, concept. That's a whole different pursuit. That's a whole different thing. So, yes, how could two walk together since they agree that when you're dating someone, you're not going to know until you actually want to date, you get to communicate, and you get to know this person to say, okay, maybe this is a suitable person that I wouldn't mind dating. Make sense?
Okay. And let me just mute a few people. But in case anyone want to add to that, Robert, you got anything to add?
Yes, I'm glad that Maggie had pointed out that it's about gathering data because I was double-checking, but I had learned earlier in the year that the Latin translation of the word date is data, and it's synonymous with to give, to grant, or to offer. So one of the things that we should keep in mind is in this whole dating arrangement, the chief objective should be to gather data. It should be a mutual exchange of information and data. So as to determine, you know, is this something that, is there going to be a second date? Are there some things that we have in common? Or is there some common ground that should grant, you know, future dates? So I'm glad she brought that up about gathering data.
Okay. Now, I want to, Maggie, just give me a couple of seconds. I want to go to Hope just to see if she has anything to add. And Felicia, I'm coming back to you, okay?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Nothing. Okay, no problem. All right. Miss Felicia?
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
Good.
All right. Yeah, I like the discussion. Yeah, I got those who are joining in the studio, I see your numbers showing up. Thank you for joining Matters of the Heart. We're talking about do's and don'ts of relationships. Okay, in a panel discussion. Maggie?
Okay, so here's a good one. So now we've done defined dating, go party. And now we're on the date, right? So while we're on the date is about to end. Second question says, should you kiss on the first date? And I'm Ray, did you want to start?
No, who are you going to go with? I'm waiting. You tell me.
I'm going to go with Sister Hope.
Go who?
Hope,
okay.
So this for me is something that I came to a conclusion years ago. I had decided for me that I would not kiss on the lips until after the pastor says, "You may now kiss the bride."
Okay.
That was something I just decided for myself, you know, and over the years when I have had this discussion with a couple of gentlemen, they were like, wow, that's too much. And, okay, I respect that. You know, you have a right to feel the way you feel, but this is where I stand. This is the scale I'm setting for myself, and I won't go past that. You know, so I was just looking up kissing, and we have to understand, and as a matter of fact, Pastor Wilson, we discussed this during the singles ministry years ago. Our lips are very, very sensitive, very sensitive. We have so many nerve endings there. And when you kiss, that's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's a connection. And the way the human body is made, let me just read this that I pulled off of Google. Oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin are often referred to as our happy hormones. When you're attracted to another person, your brain releases dopamine. Your serotonin levels increase. The oxytocin is produced. This causes a feel, a surge of positive emotions. So now, the pulse, it's just something on Google that I found. Some Christians, according to Wikipedia, believe that the first post-wedding kiss symbolizes the exchange of souls between the bride and the groom, fulfilling the part of the Bible that says the two shall become one flesh, and that's in Genesis 2:24. So when you're pressing your lips against someone else, there's not always going to be this incredible surge of, oh, I'm in heaven. Sometimes you can kiss someone and it's like eating a dull piece of bread. And I'm quite sure a lot of people have experienced that.
You got me cracking up with you. Go ahead.
But when you're seeing someone that you're interested in, I think it's a safe thing to not want to connect too deeply before you know who you're connecting with. everyone is different. That's just my decision that until the pastor says you may now kiss the bride, hence the word now, like you didn't do it before, now you can, how I've chosen to do it. So for me, I feel no.
All right. Duly noted and well respected. I am going to take this over to one of the gentlemen. Which one of you gentlemen would like to talk?
Okay, I guess I'll go, Robert. I'll do this one. I can, you know, going back with what Hope said before, I can understand some guys may have been saying that too much, but if they really care and really interested, they'll wait. Okay, I want to say that. As far as kissing on the first day, I'm sort of torn because the spirit says no, because the flesh is weak, okay, and the spirit is saying no, mainly because my grandmother used to tell us all the time growing up as kids that kissing lead to other things. It was way back then. It was like almost 30, 40 years ago. I'm probably going to age myself, but she used to say that all the time. Go kiss and lead to other things. You know, this is a different time. I don't know whether I would. I don't think I would kiss anybody on the lips on the first date. I might do what I call a hug, cheek hug, or something like that. But I don't know at this period, at the time, where I'm in my relationship with Christ, because the temptation is real. You know, and thank you, Hope, for all the information about the different things that chemical things that take place, because it's real, and we have to keep that all in mind, you know, even when we're just going on a first date with anybody, because in most cases what we're looking at, especially if we are attractive to someone, we have to just be extremely careful and stuff, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Who's next?
Felicia, okay.
Okay, for me, kissing on the first date, it's a no. And I agree with what everyone has said on the panel. I'm not a kisser, never have been really, so I just don't agree with it, period. Mm-hmm. So my answer to that would be, should you kiss on the first date, would be no.
Yeah.
And I agree with what Sister Hope said.
Okay.
Robert? Okay. I was going to go with the practical answer, which is no, especially in this day of time with COVID and everything else going on. It's just the first date. You haven't gathered enough data about that person's health. But as it's just the whole broke down the chemical reactions, it's like definitely a no. I would have to say no.
Yeah. All right, so you finished? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm finished.
So, okay, I totally agree, especially with Sister Hope broke down everything. She was like, I was like, Sister is ready. I love it. I really love it. And it's amazing that you said that, because a lot of times we look at it in the sense that the two being coming one is after they've had, you know, worship, came, you know, had intercourse. This thing was, you know. So that's when we look at two becoming one only in that aspect. So here's the kicker. I'm a super fan of Hallmark, and you know Hallmark Channel has all the girly stuff, and I love it. So if you watch the Hallmark movie, none of the women and men ever kiss until the end, when they decided, I love you, and then they'll kiss at the end. Did anyone ever notice that?
I don't do Hallmark.
Whatever. Anyone else watching Hallmark, that's normally what happens. So now here's the thing, and somebody said this, I think it was you, Ray, that if you're really attracted to the person, it's kind of hard not to want to, but I have a friend who went home to be with the Lord, and he will always tell us, kissing will get you pregnant. And that's something that Mama said back in the day. You know, if you're going to be kissing everybody, you're going to get worms, or you're going to get pregnant, or, you know, that new stuff. So it's like, but in this day and time, things are so different, especially with this generation. Kissing is the outlaw with them because they're doing some of everything. But typically, as Christians, I think that we need to guard ourselves in that way, that we should not kiss on the first date. I mean, I've been out on many dates, and, you know, the guy wanted to kiss, and I'm like, I don't think so. Now, here's the opposite part, and I'm being transparent. I'm a kisser. Sister, you said you're not. I am. No, that wasn't you. That was Felicia. I am, but I know me. So you know yourself. You know, you have to set boundaries because you don't want to go there. You understand? So I know for me, especially on the first day, nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So thank you, everyone, for answering and being transparent and being honest. Appreciate your answers. Ray, should I go on to the next one, or do you want to take one?
No, Sister Hope messed me up, man. I have to go back and rethink that thing. It's like,
I knew she was gonna come ready.
Can I also add something?
Yeah.
Years ago, when Pastor Wilson was in charge of the singles ministry at Calvary. And let me tell you something, you did a fantastic job. That was the one time when it was really flowing, when you were president over it. And it was something that I said also I wanted to add on to it, pecs.
Oh,
now, you would think a pec is very, very innocent. Let me tell you something, pecs are incredibly sexy. And I did an example of a lamp. I took the lamp and I plugged it in, and I said, what just happened?
I remember that.
And, you know, everybody said what they felt it was, and I said, I plugged in the lamp, and it turned on. Then I took the plug out, and I just touched it against the outlet. I said, you see what's happening? I'm just touching it. I'm not even plugging it in. I'm touching it, and this lamp is coming on. Pecs also can turn you on. Keep them
lit. Oh, yes.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. All right, Megan. I'm gonna go ahead and do the next couple of questions, okay, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. And and actually, since I have Sister Hope, we're gonna start off with you again. It says, who should be doing the pursuing, okay? And we know that, and nowadays women pursue the men just as, and I'll tell you my story later. Well, who should be doing the pursuing?
Okay, maybe it's my age, but I feel the man should. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that a woman can't let someone know she's interested. I mean, there's ways we can do that in a very demure way, give a little smile or look in their direction and, yes, I'm looking at you and I'm just giving you an idea so you can come over and speak to me. I don't see anything wrong with that. But okay. I think really it should be the man who's doing the pursuing. If we have to give them a clue, that's fine. But I don't think we should be the ones doing the pursuing.
Okay. Brother Robert.
I'm sorry, I was laughing because I was thinking of an incident that happened. To answer your question, just to be direct, it should be the man doing the pursuing. However, like, just as my sister just said, it doesn't mean that the woman can't give clues, but it should be the man that is pursuing.
Mm, okay. All right. Sister Felicia?
I'm going to agree with the rest of them. I think the man should be the pursuer. And I agree with Sister Hope. We do, as women, we do a lot of flirting. We do a lot of smiling. So, yes, I think the men get the hint. Like, yes, okay. you know?
Okay. I mean, I'm gonna, right now, before I get to you, Maggie, I'm going to throw a wrench in everybody. What if the man just don't get it?
No, because if the man is interested, that smile that lady gives, he knows it's for him. So he'll get it.
Okay, oh, I felt that one.
I know, right? What if he's just a little slow, or maybe he's just getting out of a relationship and he don't know those things because he's been, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like I'm playing a little advocacy. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready for you.
Okay. Anyone else? Felicia?
No, the man should pursue. But
okay.
The women do give
no hints. Okay, all right. Maggie, you can go ahead and I know you're going to agree with everybody else, so. Let me stop.
I'm going to have a twist on it. I'm going to have a little twist. You know me. I like to throw a little something in there. So, yes, I do think that men should pursue. And like my sister said, and Rob said this to me and you, is that, you know, you let the man know that you're interested, but then you leave it up to him to do the pursuing. But in this day and time, it seemed like the roles have been reversed. And here's the sad part about the pursuing piece. Now men are looking for you to pursue them because there's so many women who are men, and men, they sitting back chilling, and they want you to do all the work. Who wants time in on that?
Okay. I don't really have the time. Thank you, Meg. I don't really have the time to tell you my story about after I got singled again, as we call it. And it's the approaches that I got was sort of scary, you know, being a single man, and I was not used to that because I am used to being the one that pursued. But nowadays, I mean, when after being together with somebody for many, 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 many years, I was surprised. It was a culture shock how aggressive it has become out here and stuff like that. So, yeah, but the man should always be the one that's pursuing, okay? Now, the next question, Meg, I'm going to take, but that's really, it's one of your ones.
I'm sorry. Before you go to the next question, could you share with us some of the things that you heard?
Sure, I can share it. I can definitely share. One of the things that took place for me, as I went to Texas one day to see my brother and everything, and I was there for about a couple of weeks, and I guess he had neighbors or people that he knew. They were very aggressive because they knew that I was single. And there was a couple of days they brought over dinner, they brought over breakfast, and all kinds of different type of food. And I asked my brother, I said, is this normal? He was like, no. So I got a chance to talk to one of them on the phone. I got a chance to talk to one of them in person. And she was like, well, you single and everything like that? We're going to eat you up here in Texas. And that sort of scared me. And it changed because I really was looking at moving to Texas at the time, and that changed my mind. I was like, I don't want to come to Texas. And they like this, man. That was really, really scary. That was, They did. I wasn't used to that type of aggressiveness. She called me, you know, I gave her my number. I thought that it's time. And I mean, it was just really aggressive. It was aggressive. Maybe that may not have been aggressive in the morning, but to me that was do you want to do this? You know, and I was only there, like I say, for a couple of weeks, but it was just too much. I wasn't looking at that time for anyone, and it was just, that's not what the place I was at. So it's sort of like, I think I hibernated after a while from there. I didn't want to be bothered with anybody, you know. But thank God I came out of my chair. Yeah.
So let me ask this, since we're on this topic, is it, does it chase men away when women pursue?
Are you asking them brothers?
Yeah, I'm asking the brothers. Come on here.
Okay, Robert, you first.
Does it chase the men away when the women pursue? Is that the question?
Yes, that's the question.
Well, it number one, it depends on the man and his state of mind, where his heart is at the time. as well as the degree of how aggressive the pursuit is. Because some, and it goes back to the whole thing about dating. It's like what a man may perceive as pursuing, or how to put it. Let me say it this way. What a woman may think is her pursuing a man may be perceived by the man as being thirsty. So in that case, and like Ray's example, it's like, oh, she admitted, oh, we'll eat you up down here. So Ray's like, okay, I'm not even ready for that. So, no, we're not going to do that. So, yeah. So, I mean, there can be times where a woman is pursuing a man or being perceived as pursuing a man, and he may find it flattering, he may find it charming or cute, and he may like that. But then if it's overbearing, then obviously he's going to, like, okay, what is it? Why is she so adamant? Or why is she so aggressive? And then obviously that's going to turn us off because we immediately become suspicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, again, it depends on the man.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to share one more story, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to do it anyway because we were for real. There was a time that I was in a building and some young lady getting on the elevator with her and a friend. She looks at me, I think I told Megan this before. She looks at me and says, you come upstairs, I'm going to rape you. Okay? For me, as a man, that was one of the most fearful times. I wasn't used to anyone saying that to me. Okay? And I couldn't understand why was she saying anything like that. I didn't really know her like that. She was just lived in the building. And for something like that, again, it goes back. It's like, okay, I was thrown off, and all I could do is within myself just start praying. Then she said she was joking. She probably was, but the fact that goes back to what I said before about the boldness of people, man. Not just women, but men. The boldness of what they do. They don't care, you know. She didn't know where I was dating, she knew none of those things about me. But the boldness, you know, to let anything come out of your mouth like that, it's sort of scary. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you shared that because, you know, a lot of men don't get the opportunity to share their side because some men have experienced that. Like I had a friend years ago who's a police officer, and they had arrested this woman. And somehow when they arrested her, I forgot where they had her. She wasn't in the holding pen, but wherever they had her waiting, I don't think she was handcuffed yet or something, but whatever it was, he had to walk by and he had to go somewhere. I think he went to the men's room. Somehow she ended up in the men's room. Mm-hmm. And in the men's room, she proceeded to attack him. And like he had to fight this woman off like it was a man. Like she was a big woman. And he was like, she was really trying to get at him. So it's like, oh, my God, men don't get a chance to tell those stories, how women have went beyond. You know, a lot of times we as women are telling our side because, you know, it's typical, you know, when a man does, you know, things of that nature to women. But a lot of times the men get it too. They just never get a chance to share it.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Makes sense?
All right. Makes sense. Well, I want to keep us on schedule. I think we got like about a half hour left, something like that. Okay, but the next question, I think it ties into what we've been talking about already. Is it okay for a woman to shoot her shot? And I still don't get that, Maggie. I know maybe I'm old school, but shoot her shot. And I think it ties into who should be pursuing, right?
Yes. So shooting her shot can mean different things. It can mean she's letting him know she's interested or she's pursuing him. I think for the most part nowadays, women have become so bold, and if they see something they want, they go for it. So they may slip into a DM. They may, you know, see a guy and approach him or whatever the case is to let him know that they're interested. Now, some people may take a little further and decide to do the pursuing, so it kind of ties in with each other. But shooting the shot is letting somebody know I'm interested. But should a woman do that? Or should a woman just wait and see if the guy knows her?
Okay, let's start with Hope.
We started with hope a lot of times. Let's start with Felicia.
Okay, let's start with Felicia.
Is it okay for a woman to shoot her shot? I say yes. And this goes back to, for me, the day and age that we're in now, because even going back to like dating and who should pursue who, nowadays what I'm realizing, which my kids tell me all the time, I need to get with the new times because this old stuff is not working and they don't understand it. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, this is what we say. Oh, no, you're old school. Okay, I'm old school, you new school. But to me, it all comes around the same way. They just define it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to shoot my shot for someone is just to say, you know, I'm interested in you. Just being bold and just saying what's on my mind at the time, according to the younger generation, the millennials now. It's just
okay.
Say what you have to say, because this generation right now just wants you to shoot everything to them straight. Just say it like it is, and this is what it is, and this is what it's going to be, and that's it. Old school Felicia is like, no, that's a little disrespectful. I want to be, you know, asked properly or whatever. New generation, take whatever is given. Old generation is like, show the respect. This is how you have to do it. You have to speak to my family first. Like, you know, we have to get to know each other. But for me to shoot my shot is like, I'm going to let you know I'm interested. So, yes, let's see where we can go from here. So I say yes.
Okay.
Hope.
All right.
Sister Hope.
I totally agree. You know, it's like I was saying before, and let me tell you something, Felicia, I've heard the same thing. As a matter of fact, I was called some unpleasant names because of how I felt. And I said, okay, well, it's been an incredibly long time since I've dated, you know, and I guess things have changed, you know, but I mean, I can't get with a man to marry me on a bended knee. I can't get with that. Too more power to the ones who want to, and like to go back to the statement, the question that you asked Ray when you said, suppose he's really 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 shy. I don't see anything wrong with walking over to him and saying hello. You know, I notice you across the room. You have a nice suit, or, you know, you have a nice smile or whatever, you know, just to open up the conversation, because I know men don't like to be rejected. No one likes to be rejected. So just, you know, in case he's thinking in his head, oh, maybe she's not even smiling at me. If I walk over to you and I say hello, then you should know now, yes, when I was smiling, it was for you and I'm interested. So I'm giving you an avenue. I mean, if he can't pick up on that, I'm sorry. I can't take it any further. I can only be who I am. And I feel it should be done in a ladylike manner. I don't think we should be aggressive with how we present ourselves to a man. And I don't think a man should be aggressive in how he presents himself to a woman.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay, Robert.
Yes, it's okay for a woman to shoot her shot. It's just how aggressive she is with her shot. And I'm going to go back to something Ray said earlier. So men, especially men of God who walk in humility, we may be perceived as being slow, but it's like, no, it's not that we're slow. Sometimes we don't think we're all that. I'll just speak for myself. So I've had people say, Robert, she likes you, and Robert, she's in. And I'm like, she ain't even thinking about me. And because that's not where my mind is. So in situations like that, it's okay for a woman, like someone had just said, you can just be direct and walk up and say, hi, how are you today? Or it could be something as subtle as, like I was sharing with Maggie one day, it could be something as subtle as being like in a Home Depot or something, and seeing a gentleman and saying, excuse me, can I ask you a question? I'm having a cookout, and I'm not sure if I should use, and I'm not that good at barbecuing or whatever. Should I use charcoal or should I use wood chips? Oh, it could be anything. Or like, excuse me, sir, that cologne that you're wearing, could you tell me what that is? that smells like something that my brother, I could get my brother that gift. I like that scent. Just something to break the ice instead of, hi, how you doing? What's your phone number? You know, just be subtle with it, because I'm gonna tell you something happened really brief. I was selling my T-shirt. I designed Christian T-shirts. I was selling my T-shirts on a yacht. It's the Spirit of Philadelphia, and I also had to perform poetry that same day. So I'm in sweatpants and a T-shirt. And I'm selling my T-shirts, and you know they're having lunch served and everything. And as I was walking past this table, this young lady, apparently she had dropped her napkin, and she, as I walked by, she kind of cleared her throat and to get my attention, and I saw her, and then she pointed down at the floor, and I saw her napkin. I said, excuse me, miss, I believe you dropped your napkin, and I handed it to her, and she was like, oh, the Bible does say he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and I said, no, all I found was the napkin, and I gave her a napkin, and I walked away. And then as I was walking away, I could hear some of her girlfriends saying some stuff, but it was like, that was just a little too aggressive for me. It was like, you don't even know me. You don't even know my name. We talking marriage already? So there's a way of doing things that will, even with a shy person, not either scare us away or turn us off completely. So it's how you shoot your shot. But it should be done, and it can be done.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's go. Well, Meg, okay. I guess it's okay. So, I don't know. You know, I probably had opportunities, people shooting and shot, and I didn't even realize it at the time, you know. But, yeah, but it's, I guess it's okay. I'm still in the learning mode, so how did it work out? I'm still in the learning mode. Y'all pray for a brother. Okay. All right. So, Megan, do you want to do the next one?
Okay. So since we don't have much time, I'm going to go through them and see, okay, what would be the good things. Okay, here's one. Who should pay for the first day? Should it be Dutch or should a man pay? All right, Sister Hope.
I think the man should pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think the man should pay. You're asking me out on a date, and even if I ask you out on a date, you should pay. Now, if we're seeing each other, then one day I can pay, another day I can pay. But, I mean, if I'm going out with somebody on a date for the first time and he says Dutch, as far as I'm concerned, this is just friends, because only friends do that. Like, you pay for your lunch, I pay for my lunch, and that's it. If we're on a date, there's no Dutch. You should pay. You're the man. You should pay for the dinner.
There's no Dutch.
You guys out there, are you listening? There's no Dutch on the first date. Go ahead, Maggie. Who's next?
Robert.
Yes, the man should pay.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to say? Does he want to say anything else?
No, the defense rests, Your Honor.
The man.
I'm a mess with all y'all. I'm a mess with all y'all because I like to start stuff. The woman should pay. No, I'm just kidding. The man should pay. The man definitely should pay. Okay.
The man should pay, especially like Sister Hope said, it's the first date. The man should pay. And if you do decide to do Dutch, not the first date. Like if we're dating and we went out on several dates and we're getting to know each other, then, you know, I don't see anything wrong with the woman saying, if you will allow me to pay this time, you know, or something like that. Because, I mean, you know,
okay.
I think it's just nice to be nice.
Okay. All right. I have a question. I got one.
Go ahead.
This is a good one, I think. Is it okay for one to date your ex's friend?
You call. I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Okay, we're going to start with Felicia. Is it okay?
Ooh, really? Why? Oh, my goodness. Is it okay to date your ex-friend?
your ex's friend, your boyfriend's friend, husband friend, whatever.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know because, well, I've never done it, but I know it's been done. Mm-hmm. It's not a good feeling because, you know, that's your friend and, you know, you done told your friend everything about that relationship. So that friend is going in already, you know, with the glossary. But I say no. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Who's
this? I'm taking 50.
Who's speaking? Who's that?
That was Felicia. 50,
oh, Felicia. 50. Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Miss Felicia. I'm sorry. Robert.
I would have to say no. I don't think it's. Okay.
All right. Hope.
When I first read the question, I was thinking the same thing Felicia was thinking. Is it my ex?
Right.
You know. So you know, my ex boyfriend and my friend wants to date him. So I felt okay. If I was younger, I'd probably say no. But at this age, maybe these two were meant to be together.
Right.
So who am I to stand between what could be a potential beautiful relationship just because he used to be my boyfriend? He's not. He's not anymore. He's not bound to me for anything. Let them enjoy each other. Now, if I had still had deep feelings for him, I can't stop it, but I would feel a way.
Okay.
I would really feel a way because my heart is still for that man. And now you're seeing him, especially if it worked out, I'd really be upset. When you read the question says, would you date your ex's friend? So would I date my ex-boyfriend's friend? My question is, what's your motivation? Are you doing it to get back at him? Are you doing it to make him jealous and think that he'll want you back? Or is there just a connection? Maybe while you two were dating, he was just a really nice guy. You know, he was just a nice guy, and you used to say to yourself, I wish he was like his friend. And now you two are no longer together, and he shows some interest because maybe he was looking at you all along. And you two may have a bright future together. So I feel as long as your motivation behind wanting to date him isn't jaded, I say why not?
Okay. Thanks. All right. Miss Maggie?
You want my answer on this? Okay. So I have a history. Everybody on this phone knows that I have a history. Wrote a story about it. So today's Maggie, the woman of God, the woman that God has transformed into this beautiful woman, holy woman, would say no.
Okay.
But listening to what Sister Hope said, to be that mature person, if they decided that if we broke up, my ex, you know, a friend of mine and this person decided, okay, this is something that I want to pursue because, you know, they're kind of meshing. I get it and I respect it because at the end of the day, it's fine. You found love. I'm happy for you. But what I was thinking, and I know we don't have, so Ray, you know, we might have to continue this next month. But what I was thinking was, while you guys was talking, I was thinking about this song, The Cleanup Woman.
Only Maggie, man.
Because when you think about the song, The Cleanup Woman, this is what she did. She sat around and waited. Like, when you dropped him and she knew he was a good man, you know, that's why our mom always tells you, don't share your business with your friends about you coming in. You know, if you break up, they're going to be right there ready to grab him. And the same thing with the men. So, and that's from a worldly perspective, of course. And but sadly to say, that has stuck in the church. We, Sister Hope and I, we in the ministry where, and Sister Hope can attest to this, where the married women don't even like for the single women to say hello to their husband, even if you're speaking to both of them. Then you get frowned
Amen.
At.
Amen.
I do not want to. So, yeah, I say no, but if the two are, you know, and if they're respectful about it, say, for instance, they come to you and they explain the situation in a respectful manner, I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't, because love is love. And if you found love and it was my ex, honey, have fun.
Okay. Well, to close out for myself, I wouldn't feel comfortable dating someone that was a friend of my ex. Regardless of their feelings, it's just me. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. And there has been some, there have been some opportunities to do, but it just didn't feel right for me mm-hmm. and everything like that. So I don't think I would do something like that. But hope is on fire, man. Because
she's
on fire, man. Because when you think about it from that, you get. You know, I would want, even with my ex, I would want her to be happy. So if she found someone that I know that was considered a friend and he could make her take her to a next lover, a happier, then I'd be happy for them, you know. Do what? I am stuttering. Yes, I am. But, I'm stuttering, yeah. Because, you know, even when our exes, we want whoever they with to treat them right and to love them. And for them to have an enjoyable life. So we want that, you know, especially as believers in Christ. We want that even for whoever my ex might be. So, yes. Okay. All right.
So these questions, you're going to have to probably save them for next month. Hopefully some of you will be available where we can continue this because I knew we weren't going to be able to get to all the questions because it was pretty a lot of questions.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. So, are we going to close out in prayer? Did anybody have any last words? You have a minute to say real quick.
Yeah, let's start. Go ahead. Brother Robert, let's start with you. Any last words, bro?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be a panelist. This was very enlightening for me. at some point, I'm going to have to Google what happens when we kiss. I need to do some research, so I know right. going forward, you know, to make sure that I stick to my principles and stuff. Just yeah. So okay. Thanks for being here, and thanks for everyone for sharing. I learned a lot tonight. Thank you,
okay. Sister Hope.
I agree. I thank you for inviting me on the panel. I really enjoyed this, you know. It's always a wonderful thing when the singles can come together and they can edify each other. We can laugh together. We can have fellowship. And it's a family environment. So thank you so much.
Okay. And Sister Felicia?
I thank you for having me. It was great. I enjoyed it. I have some research to do, but I appreciate everybody's input, each one teach one, and I've learned some things on this panel.
Yeah.
So,
yes, awesome.
I thank you for having me.
Well, I want to thank each one of you for joining us, and thank my co-host, Maggie, you know, for everything, and I definitely learned some things too that I had some questions about, especially about the kissing on the first date. Okay, no to Ray, no. No to Ray, no. Okay, got you. All right. So I'm looking forward to doing this again. I really hope that you guys can join us again next month and we can continue this conversation and everything. And also, if you have questions that you want to talk to Maggie, and everything, so we can add that to the list and everything. This is a great conversation, and for those that are listening online or different social media, pray that you have enjoyed this. But we're not going to close out right now. We're going to give it over to Maggie, and she's going to close out in prayer again. I know she probably feel like I'm picking on her, but but I'll give it to So give us your last words, Maggie, then you can close us out, okay?
So my last words is I want to thank everyone that when we made the clarion call, you made availed yourself to us tonight. I appreciate it so, so much. I want to thank my co-host and I guess we could say the founder of this ministry. He's not going to take credit for it, but yeah. Even though we can. But anyway, I appreciate the fact that everyone took the time out on the busy schedule. I know Felicia has to go to work tonight, so I thank you, Felicia, for hanging in there with us. We appreciate you, Sister Hope. I knew you were going to come strong with it. That's why the Lord dropped you in my spirit. And Robert, I knew you were going to come with it because you have such biblical insight and things of that nature. And I just thank all of y'all for being a part. And I know all of you personally, and it felt just good just having this conversation with you. And be cool that you're able to come back next month.
Okay.
And Ray, we might have to try to shoot time for an hour and a half.
Well, you know what? I got it set up for an hour and a half, but I wasn't sure of everybody's schedule. So, I mean, technically, you got a half hour, but I didn't want to. I wanted to make sure that we didn't go, that we had enough time. So I did do that.
Yes. Okay.
So that's
work, so.
I always do an hour and a half at least anyway. Okay.
Please,
just to be in the safe sale. Huh?
If they have questions, if people type questions in the chat, please copy it and send it so that we're able to address. It's not about us. We do this for everyone else because, singles are struggling right now, especially during COVID and quarantine and living by yourself. So you're not able to really engage with people like we used to. This is now the norm. And, we want you to reach out to us if it's anything. For those of you that are listening from the different parts of the world, if it's anything, reach out to us because that's what we're here for. It's not just about us, about what we're concerned about. We're concerned about everything that concerns you as God concerns about everything that concerns all of us. So with that being said, I can pray us out now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you for this opportunity to share your word and fellowship with one another. We thank you, Father, that you gave us the desire to do the singles ministry, Father. We thank you, Father, that you orchestrated this in such a time as this, Father, where it's well needed, Father. Father, we ask that whatever we said tonight was something that would edify and build others up that were listening, Father, and those who will listen to the replay, that they will be blessed by what they heard tonight as we were transparent and real in discussion about what it's like to be single, some of the struggles and some of the triumphs, because all of us are not struggling. Father, we thank you and we bless you for what you do and how you do it. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you, Father, for every panelist on tonight. We ask that you bless them, bless their household, bless whatever they touch to do. Lord God, that they count it not robbery to make themselves available on tonight. We ask that you bless them indeed. Lord, we thank you and we praise you now. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, I want to thank everyone for signing in and listening in. Thank you for my wonderful host that have been with us and everything. Hopefully we'll see you again. Thanks again, Maggie. Please remember us with our website, ChristianSpeak.com. Until next time, God bless you and know that we love you. This has been When Christians Speak Talk Radio, with broadcast of In Matters of the Heart. I have with me Brother Robert, Brother Meg, Sister Maggie, Renee, Felicia, Hope, and my name is Ray. God bless you and talk to you soon. God bless you. Amen.